我们先有点祷告。
Let's have a time prayer together.
主，早上我们在许多底下来到你的跟前。
And Lord, early in the morning we come before you.
主，我们都在这里。
And we are all here.
愿你有话对我们说。
May you speak to us with your words.
也请你开通我们的耳朵。
And open our ears.
叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So we can hear your voice.
给我们恩典。
Give us grace.
走在其上。
So we can walk upon it.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们再看一下耶稣雅记二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
我们看二十四章的十五节下半句。
We'll look at the second half of verse 15.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
上个月我们曾经交通到这一节的圣经。
We have shared about this verse in the last month.
主要是说到我们愿意把我自己奉献，也把我们的孩子献在神的面前。
We're talking about that. We first wanting to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, and then our children.
好让我们有这样的一个信愿，可以来跟随主，来侍奉我们的主。
So we have this heart that we can serve the Lord and to follow Him.
那早上我们读的这一段的圣经。
So earlier this morning we read this passage.
在中文圣经里面，侍奉这两个字出现了十五次。
In the Chinese translation, the word serve it was recorded 15 times.
那所以侍奉成为这一段圣经的一个很重要的主题。
So to serve become a very important theme in this passage.
但是耶稣呀，不是告诉他们怎么侍奉。
But the Joshua did not tell them how to serve.
而是说我们要侍奉谁。
But rather to serve, who should we serve?
所以这是耶稣呀，他晚年的时候跟百姓们的一段的对话。
And this is the conversation of Joshua have in, with the Israelites in his old age.
也可以说是临终的一段的劝勉。
And also kind of like the last word to them.
他告诉他们说：“你们要拣选侍奉谁呢？”
And he's asking them, "Who would you choose to serve?"
侍奉偶像还是侍奉耶和华独一的真神
？To serve the idols or to serve the only true God, Jehovah?
当他来讲到这个外邦的偶像的时候
，When he was talking about these idols, in the Gentiles.
耶稣要追溯到他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在伯拉大河那边侍奉神。
And Joshua went back all the way to Abraham, their ancestor, how he served the Lord.
那个侍奉的偶像。
And the idol that they served.
也说到神他们的列祖在埃及所侍奉的偶像。
And all the idols the ancestor has served.
也说到他们进入到迦南地以后，那边有迦南地的偶像。
And then when they went into the land of Canaan, there's idols in Canaan.
耶稣啊，问他们说：“你们要侍奉这些的偶像吗？”
And he asked, "Do you want to serve these idols?"
啊，耶稣也告诉他们说：“当我们过了约旦河，来到了这个迦南地。”
And Joshua also said, "When you passed the river of Jordan, when you came to the land of Canaan,
经过艰苦的征战
that through all these struggles,
得到了许多的土地
and you have inherited a lot of land,
每个支派也得着了他该有的土地
according to each tribe what they should have.
啊，这一路的使人，你们要侍奉他吗
And do you want to serve this God?
所以这一段的圣经实在是耶稣雅的心跟百姓的心都打开了。
And this passage is really talking about how they opened their hearts between Joshua and the people.
谈谈我们人生的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of our life？
谈谈你追求的目的是什么
？To talk about what are you pursuing after？
谈谈你要得到的是什么
？To talk about what you want to receive。
耶稣呀，在这儿说，只有侍奉这一位的神是我们人生的目标。
And Joshua said, only serving this God is the only purpose of our life.
所以耶稣亚 在表明他的心声。
So Joshua had talked about what's
他说,
in his heart.
至于我和我家, 我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
啊, 百姓也表明他们的心声说, 我们要拣选耶和华。
And the people also speak up their heart, they want to choose the Lord.
对, 我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord too.
大家都把心打开了。
So they open their hearts and talk about it.
这是耶稣啊, 最后给他们说, 这是我们人生活着的目的。
And this is the last word from Joshua. That is the purpose of our life.
这是神救赎我们的目的。
And this is the purpose why God had redeemed us.
这是神叫我们得着这许多的产业的目的。
And this is the purpose why we have inherited all these lands.
但是耶稣也知道他们的情形。
And also, but Joshua also knows about the situation.
他告诉他们说,
And he told them,
现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神。
Now you have to put away all the foreign gods among you.
当一个人心中有两个神的时候, 没有办法侍奉神。
But if you have two gods in your heart, there's no way you can serve God.
除非丢掉那些虚假的假神。
If only you would throw away all these false idols.
拣选这一位独一的真神。
To choose this only true God.
我们才能侍奉他。
Then we can serve him.
所以耶稣要把这件事那么敞开的摆在众人的跟前。So
Joshua put this openly among the people.
那进入我们人生的目标是什么？
So what is the purpose of our days today?
我们是不是也能够有这样一个智慧的心，说我要来拣选耶和华神？
Do we have this heart of wisdom that we can choose to serve the Lord today?
拣选这一位救我、为我舍命的主，做我侍奉的对象。
To choose that the Lord that who has redeemed us and He will be our purpose.
神的儿女一定要认识这个点。
The children of God must recognize this.
而且越早认识。 叫我们蒙的恩越多。
The sooner the better and you receive more blessing.
所以当我们有这样的信念, 愿意把自己奉献给神,
So now that we have this heart to dedicate ourselves to the Lord.
我们也要在我们的心灵里面, 在神面前说神啊, 我一定要有一个拣选。
We also need to have this choosing.
每一个人至少要有一个开始。
And every person will have one beginning.
开始来拣选说我要来侍奉我的神。
To begin to choose that I will serve the Lord.
而且越早决定越好。
And the sooner you make that decision, the better it will be.
当我们走在这条侍奉主的路上,
As we walk upon this path of serving,
我们走了一段的路,
After we have walked away,
我们有时候也会觉得疲乏。
Sometimes we feel we are tired.
我们是不是还要继续的走下去?
Do we need to continue to go on?
至少耶稣啊, 在这儿跟他说, 我到了晚年, 我还要表明我的一个心愿。
But at least Joshua, even at his old age, he wants to reveal his heart.
我还是继续的要来拣选侍奉耶和华神。
I will continue to choose to serve the Lord.
所以我们是不是还要继续的来侍奉他？
So are we continuing to choose to serve the Lord?
这是我们要在神面前跟他表明的。
And this is something we need to reveal to our God.
当我们要来侍奉神的时候,
As we come and we want to serve the Lord,
除非你觉得主好, 不然的话, 你不会来拣选他。
If only you feel that God is good, otherwise you will not choose Him.
在新约里面, 主耶稣曾经有一段的记载,
In the New Testament, there was a recording.
有许多人在拥挤耶稣,
Many people were crowded around Jesus.
但是却有一个人摸着耶稣,
But there's one person who touched Jesus.
用今天的话说, 有很多的人进进出出教堂。
Today's words, we would say many people are around the church.
接触所谓的基督教。
And to have contact with what we call Christianity.
当我们有这样的聚会的时候。
As we meet together like this.
我们能不能摸着耶稣？
Can we come and touch our Lord Jesus?
如果拥挤耶稣的人不会拣选侍奉主耶稣。
If we are only crowding around Jesus, we may not choose to serve our Lord.
但是当你的心灵里面摸着耶稣的时候，这一个爱会叫我们拣选他。
But if our heart was touched by our Lord Jesus, then we would choose to serve him.
我想在我们的经历中最明显的，
And the obvious truth in our life.
就是当我的心打开来接受耶稣说主啊我接受你做我的救主。
It's when we open our heart and say, Lord, come into my heart so I can receive you.
那个是你接触耶稣的时候。
This is when that time that you touch Jesus.
你会觉得耶稣好。
You will think that Jesus is so good.
你会觉得主耶稣真的爱我。
And then he truly loves me.
我愿意把我自己交给他。
So I want to put my life into his hands.
这是一个摸着耶稣的人，他可以来，愿意来侍奉神。
And this is a person who has touched Jesus, how he wants to come and serve God.
当我们来侍奉神的时候，
When we come and serve the Lord,
我们一定要知道我们的对象是谁。
We must know who's our, who are we serving.
知道这一位的神是我的主
That this God is my Lord
是独一的真神
It's only true God
他创造了我们
He created me
他救赎了我们
And he redeemed me
他也爱我们
And he also loves me
这是我们所要侍奉的对象
And this is the one we are serving
他是有尊贵荣耀全能的神
He had honor and glory and mighty
然而当我们要来侍奉神的时候靠自己实在很难
But when we want to serve God and we want to try our own effort
但是当神的爱浇灌在我们的身上
But only when the love of God came upon us
我们被这个爱触摸的时候
When we are touched by this love
这个爱里面有一个力量
And there's a strength in this love.
叫我愿意来爱我的主。
So that we're willing to love our Lord.
我也愿意来侍奉我的主。
And we're willing to come and serve the Lord.
而且就里面有一个很自然的一个信念说，主啊，我甘心侍奉你。
Then we have a natural response that, Lord, we are willing to come and serve you.
这样的侍奉是很美的侍奉。
And this is a very beautiful service.
那我们侍奉的场所在哪里？
So where should we serve then?
或者我们侍奉的根基基地在哪里？
So or where is the foundation of our service?
我们来看一处的圣经啊，在马可福音。
Let's turn to the Bible. Let's look at Mark, the book of Mark.
十五章
Chapter 15
我们读二十二节
We read from verse 22
还有二十五节
And verse 25
我们一起来念
Let's read it together
他们带耶稣到了哥哥他地方哥哥他翻出来就是独楼地二十五节钉他在十字架上已是日出的时候弟兄姊妹在圣经里面有一座的山脉
and brother and sister in the Bible there is this mountain
这个山脉也 叫做锡安山
It's called Mount Zion
也叫做摩利亚山
Or Mount Moriah
也叫哥哥他山
Or Mount Golgotha
最初的时候最低的地方叫做锡安山
Where's the lowest point? It's called Mount Zion.
大卫的城是建在锡安山。
The palace of the city of David was built upon this.
那后来圣殿盖的地方是在摩利亚山。
And then the temple was built on Mount Moriah.
所以在那有圣殿，也盖了圣城。
So there is a holy temple and a holy city.
在这个摩利亚山的城外，就是圣城的城外。
So in this Mount Moriah, in outside of the city,
有一个比较高的地方叫做哥哥他山,
and there's even a higher place, and that's called Mount
Golgotha. 但是这整个都是在摩利亚山脉里面。
But this whole thing is under the Mount Moriah.
圣经里面很少用摩利亚山。
And the Bible does not use the word Mount Moriah to
用另外一个名词叫锡安山来代表着整个的山脉。
It used another word, it's Mount Zion, to represent the whole mountain.
所以当我们读圣经读到锡安山的时候，它实在是指锡安，包括了那个比较矮的锡安山。
And when we talk, read the Bible, talk about the Mount Zion, it really includes this whole area.
也包括比较高的摩利亚山,
including the Mount Zion, also the taller place, the Mount Moriah.
也包括稍微高一点的哥哥他山,
and also includes an even higher place, the Mount Golgotha.
在这个摩利亚山或者锡安山上，曾经有三件事情发生。
In the Mount Moriah, there are three things that happen on this mountain.
那第一件事情就亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在祭坛上。
And the first thing is when Abraham had offered his son Isaac is on this mountain.
这是讲到爱神的故事。
And talk about the story of loving God.
第二件事情是大卫数点百姓。
The second thing is when David counted his people.
圣经上一面是耶和华激动大卫。
The Bible said that on the one side, God is jealous of David.
一面说撒旦激动大卫。
And also then Satan had encouraged David.
当大卫去数点百姓之后,
After David had counted his own people,
圣经上说他心中自责。
And the Bible said that he was feeling guilty about it.
他说我犯了罪。
He said, I have sinned.
而且叫百姓受了患难。
That the people of have suffered.
所以神在那边施行审判。
God was punishing them.
一面撒旦在人的身上，在大卫的身上还找到一个地点可以叫大卫去犯罪。
And then Satan had found a point in David's life that caused him to sin.
但是另外一方面，神也在那边伸出他的手，那管教的手来保护大卫。
On the other hand, God stretched out his hand to discipline David so that to protect him.
叫大卫没有被仇敌摧毁掉。
That he won't be destroyed by his enemy.
反而神管教大卫的时候，叫他回头到神的面前。
So as God disciplined David, he can turn around to come back to God.
在那做一个炼净的工作。
There's a time of testing there.
他就发现有一块的地是可以建造圣殿的地方。
Then he find out that this piece of land there he can build the temple for God.
就是摩利亚山。
And this is on Mount Moriah.
阿尔兰的河场。
It's a
一个河场。
It's a threshing floor.
那第三件事情就是在这个地方盖了一座圣殿。
And the third thing that he built a temple on this land here.
在这盖圣殿的时候有几个原则。
And there's a few principles in the Bible here.
第一，不可以流血。
The first, you cannot shed blood here.
因为大卫流了人的血。
But David has shed so much blood.
所以神不让他来建造圣殿。
So God did not let him build this temple.
第二，神使所罗门王国境太平，没有战争。
And God used the time of King Solomon where there's peace.
第三件事情是当他们盖圣殿的时候，听不到那个锤子、斧子还有各样铁器的声音。
And the third thing is that they were building the temple, they would not hear the sound from the hammer, from the axe.
乃是一片和谐的情况，太平的光景中来建造圣殿。
It's under a time of harmony and under a time of peace when they built the temple.
在这里祭司立位人才在这个圣殿里侍奉时。
And the priests and the Levites can serve in the temple.
所以在摩利亚山里面有三件的事。
So in Mount Moriah, there's these three things.
一个讲到爱的故事。
One talk about the story of love.
第二个讲到一个炼净的故事，爱里头炼净的故事。
And the second talk about the purifying under the love.
第三，在太平平安的日子里面来建造圣殿。
And the third is the building the temple under the time of peace.
并且在和谐中来侍奉神。
To serve God under when there is harmony.
这是在旧约里面让我们看见的三件事情。
This is what the Old Testament has revealed to us, the three things.
然而在这一个锡安山里面，一个更高的地方叫做哥哥他山。
Yet on this Mount Zion, there's a higher place. It's called the Mount Golgotha.
在那里有一个十字架。
There was a cross.
我们的主被钉在那里。
And our Lord was nailed on that cross.
这个十字架就是把旧约这三件事整个归结在一起。
And this cross had put the three things together in this one incident.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，When our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross,
保罗告诉我们说，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And Paul told us that the love of God was revealed by that.
另外一个人说，主耶稣为我们舍命，这就是爱。
Another person said, the Lord died for us, and this is love.
亚伯拉罕是表明爱神的心。
Abraham had revealed that he loves God.
十字架是说神爱世人的心。
But the cross revealed that God loves the world.
他爱世人之前，这一位是那么的爱父神。
And this had revealed that he had loved us.
他要把这个爱，神的爱，借着十字架的死表明出来。
And by the cross, then he will reveal the love of God.
叫世人知道神爱我们。
So that the world know that God loves us.
第二件事情，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
The second thing is when our Lord was hung on the cross.
圣经上说，神是那无罪的，为我们成为罪。
And the Bible said that the one who was without sin had become sin for us.
他没有罪。
He was without sin.
但是为我们成了罪。
But because of us, he became sin.
他在十字架上背负全人类的罪。
He had carried the sins of the whole world on the cross.
他在十字架上，神把他的爱子亲自击杀。
And God had killed his own son on the cross.
让他的儿子成为赎罪祭，成为燔祭。
That his son would become the redemption and become the offering.
是为是要除掉世人的罪孽。
So that to put away the sins of the world.
十字架是神除去人类罪孽的地方。
This is the cross is where the place that God had put away the sins of the world.
是他儿子的死才可以除去人类的罪孽。
Only with the death of his son can take away the sins of mankind.
摩利亚山上神除去的不过大卫心中的骄傲。
On Mount Moriah, God take away the pride in David.
哥哥他的山上是除去你我的罪孽。
But on Mount Golgotha is to take away the sins of you and I.
这是爱里所付出的代价。
And this is a price you have to pay because of love.
这是重价。
And this is a heavy price.
是为着要把你我买回来。
So that we are bought back.
第三，在十字架上。
Thirdly, and on the cross.
在保罗说，他为我们舍命。
And Paul said that he died for us.
他为我们成了和睦。
For us that we can have reconciliation.
在原文里面说，他就是。我们的平安。
in the original text it says he is our peace.
哥罗书就是说他就成就了那个平安。
Then in Colossians it said that he become that peace.
叫天上的地上的都跟神和好。
That the world and God can become reconciled.
十字架是一个真实平安的所在。
And the cross is where the true peace will be.
这个平安是神所赐的平安。
And this peace is given by God.
这个平安是世人不能夺去的平安。
And a peace that no man can take away.
这个平安也是世人所不能够给的平安。
It's a peace that the world cannot give.
所以平安这个词。
So that this word peace.
在圣经，在新约圣经里面至少有四方面的意思。
In the New Testament, there's at least four meanings to it.
第一就是平安。
First, it's just peace.
第二就是和好。
And the second is reconciled.
第三就是和睦。
And third is in harmony.
第四就是和谐。
And the fourth is in I think the fourth is in harmony. The third one is be at peace. English is limited.
那么这一个地方是我们侍奉神的地方。
But this place is where we can serve God.
在旧约里面是在一个固定的地方。
In the Old Testament, it's at a fixed place.
但是今天在新约的里面，不是在一个固定的地方。
But in the New Testament, it's not fixed at a place.
当你心中有爱的时候，那里有侍奉。
When you have love in your heart, there will be service.
当那里没有罪的时候，那里有侍奉。
When you are without sin, there's service.
在那里有平安的时候，有侍奉。
Where there's peace, there will be service.
我把这四个词，把它用另外一个方法来说。
I want to put this forward and describe it in a different way.
十字架带给一个蒙恩的人。
The cross had brought to a redeemed person.
在他的心灵里面有真平安。
In his heart, there's true peace.
第二，他跟神之间一定是和好的。
Then he is reconciled with God.
啊，第三，他跟人是和睦的。
And also he will have peace with other people.
而且当一起配搭服侍侍奉的时候，是一定是和谐的。
And he will have harmony when he serves with other brothers and sisters.
若是我们在这样的一个基地上来侍奉神。
If we are serving in this foundation,
我们心灵里面一定有安息。
Then we will have rest in our heart.
而且我们侍奉神一定有喜乐。
And we will have joy in our service.
所以我们要在这样的一个根基上来侍奉神。
So we must serve in this kind of foundation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道一个人的牙齿和舌头有时候也会怎么样打架的。
Even your teeth and your tongue sometimes will have conflict with each other.
当我们这些蒙恩的人在一起的时候。
And even though we are, received the grace when we are together.
我们也会有摩擦的时候。
There will be time of conflict.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这里彼此之间有不和谐。
So brother and sister, when we have, when we do not have harmony among us,
我们实在要仰望这位十字架上的主。
We need to look upon the God, the Son who is on the cross,
拯救我们的主。
The Lord that who has saved us.
弟兄们，首先我在这里，若是得罪了弟兄姊妹。
First, I want to say that if I have wrong brothers and sisters,
伤害了弟兄姊妹。
If I have hurt brothers and sisters,
请你们在主里面原谅我。
May you forgive me in the Lord.
也请你们赦免我。
And please forgive me.
如果弟兄姊妹们中间
，If among brothers and sisters，
要彼此有什么隔阂
，Where we may have a gap among us，
有什么不满
，And we are not satisfied with each other，
有什么怨言
，We have some complaint against each other。
那么靠着主的恩典，彼此赦免，彼此原谅。
By the grace of God, can we forgive and encourage each other?
如果我们中间有人被伤害了
，If some of us are hurt,
如果让主的爱来医治你的伤口。
May we let the grace, the love of God to heal us.
让你有一个力量饶恕那些伤害你的人。
So that you have the strength to forgive those who hurt you.
如果你我知道伤害了别人。
If you and I know that we have hurt others.
求主给我们恩典
May God give us grace
去跟对方和好
To be reconciled with the other party
请求对方赦免
To ask for forgiveness
求主把用他的爱把我们连在一起
May God use his love to connect us together
你知道当圣殿要盖建造的时候
When the temple was to be built
听不见锤子、斧子各样铁器的声音。
We cannot hear the sound of the hammer, the axe, and other instruments.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的口里面积立这样的论断
，If we judge with our mouth，
如果我们的心里面在那这样彼此的论断
，If we judge within our heart，
我们没有办法有一个是建造的圣殿。
We will not have this temple that we built.
我们不可能有一个神所喜欢的、需要得到的事物。
That God will not be pleased with the service we have.
是来求主给我们恩典，把这个隔断的墙，有形的也好，无形的也好，求主把我们遮盖过去。
May God have mercy and take away this gap, which may be visible or not visible.
让神先做工在我的身上。
May God first work in my heart.
在你的身上。
In your heart.
当我们成为一个可以侍奉神的人。
So that we can become a person who can serve the Lord.
另外，当我们怎么来学习侍奉呢
？And another thing, when we come to learn how to serve.
我想抓住机会。
To hold on to the opportunity.
你知道我们这些人啊，神把我们从仇敌里面救出来。
That God have taken us away from the enemy.
叫我们蒙大恩。
So that we receive this great grace.
实在他有一个心愿。
And he had a heart for us.
叫我们来侍奉他。
That we can go serve him.
在侍奉中更加的认识我的神是一位怎样的神。
So out of service, we can know our God even more.
在侍奉中更多的经历神的恩典
to experience God's grace in our service
也在侍奉中认识自己的败坏
to also know our wickedness within us in our service
当神有更多的机会在我们身上拯救我们
so God had more opportunity to save us
所以神救了我们以后才叫我们可以终身用圣洁公义坦然无惧的来侍奉他。
So God, after God has saved us and He gave us the opportunity to serve Him for eternity.
我们这位侍奉的神。
And this God that we serve for.
他是我们的天父。
He's our heavenly Father.
我们是他的儿女。
We are His children.
所以我们在神的家里面来侍奉的时候，是带着一个尊贵的儿女的身份来侍奉他。
So when we come to serve, we come with an honor.
那我们的神也是主人。
And our Lord is also the master.
那我们也是他的仆人。
We are his servant.
但愿我知道主人那么好，那我这个仆人啊，又甘心的来侍奉他。
So when we recognize we have such a good master, we are willingly serving him.
圣经里面啊，有个穿耳洞的故事。
In the Bible, there's a story about piercing your ear.
我不知道有没有人穿耳洞。
I don't know if any of you have pierced your ear.
这里面说，当我的知道我的主人真好。
So that here said, when I know that my master is so good,
我愿意侍奉他。
I want to serve him.
那我要把我的信念表明出来。
In order to reveal my wish,
在我身上要有个记号。
There should be a sign in my life.
人要把这个仆人带到门那边打一个耳洞。
And the people would take the servant to the door and then
一面说我永远属于我的主人。
Meaning that I will belong to my master forever.
我愿意用爱来侍奉我的主人。
To serve him with my love.
所以侍奉神是用儿子的身份，就是爱的奴仆的身份来侍奉他。
So when we serve the Lord, we serve as children of God, also as the servant of God.
这个爱是从神来的爱。
And with love, and this love is coming from God.
爱，当我去侍奉的时候，觉得很甘甜。
And because of the love, when I serve, it becomes sweet to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，抓住机会侍奉他。
So brother and sister, hold on to the opportunities to serve.
我想我用一些的例子来说。
I think I want to give you a few examples.
全家来聚会。
If you come to worship as a whole family,
我盼望我不是来做礼拜。
And I hope that we don't just come for Sunday worship.
我盼望不是一个基督徒例行的公事。
Not become a habit as a Christian.
当我们一家携老带少来聚会的时候。
So when we come as a whole family with old and young,
一面来说我们在这样敬拜时。
On the one side we're here to worship.
一面我们也是在侍奉时。
On the other side we are serving the Lord.
所以不要轻看全家的敬拜侍奉。
So do not despise that as you come as a whole family.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到聚会的地方，
Brother and sister, as we come to this place,
当你安静在神的面前，
when you quiet yourself before the Lord,
你在那里把你的心等候在神面前，
when you are waiting for God in your heart,
为这个聚会祷告，
to pray for this service,
为服侍的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
To pray for those who will be serving.
为自己祷告。
To pray for yourself.
为弟兄姊妹们祷告。
To pray for brothers.
为福音朋友祷告。
To pray for those.
能够在这么聚会里面蒙恩典。
That we will receive grace from God in the meeting.
你这样安静在神的面前。
As we quiet before the Lord.
实在也是另一种的侍奉。
It's another type of service.
所以哈巴谷说。
So in Habakkuk it says.
耶和华在他的圣殿中。
That in his temple, the Jehovah God.
全地的人都当在他面前。
All the people in the world will be before him.
肃静静默。
They are too quiet and too fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果来到会众的时候，我们外面安静。
So brothers and sisters, when we come here, that we are quiet on the outside.
我们心灵里面也安静。
We need to be quiet on the inside too.
这也是一种的侍奉。
That's another kind of serving.
叫我可以跟神有一个交通。
That I have fellowship with my Lord.
当你在聚会中被神的灵感动。
So when you are moved by the Spirit in the meeting,
当你接着唱诗歌，接着读圣经，接着听到
through the hymn and through the prayer and through the message,
当神给我们一段的机会可以祷告，
that God gives us a time that we can pray.
听说呢，这也是一个很美的侍奉。
And this is a very good serving.
像这个祷告像个香一样可以升到天庭。
And just like this prayer is like, will be like an incense going to our Heavenly Father.
这些都比较是 看不见的一面。
And those are those things we can see.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这边唱诗歌或读圣经的时候，
As we sing the hymn or reading the Bible,
如果你发现旁边的人找不到诗歌，找不到圣经，
If you notice that people beside you cannot find the hymn, cannot find the scriptures,
你能不能替他把诗歌打开，把圣经翻开？
Can you help him to open up to the hymn or open up to the scripture?
你可以把它当作一件事来做。
And you can do this as one thing you can do.
他说你也可以说主啊，这是你给我的一个机会，我来侍奉你。
Or you can say this is an opportunity, God, that you have given me so I can serve you.
来服侍我们的旁边的。
To serve those people around me.
在服侍的里面有很多的面。
And there are many sides to serving.
有些人是讲道，有些人是领诗歌，有些人是侍情。
And some will be preaching, some will be leading the song, some will be playing the piano.
但是侍奉不是指这些。
But serving is just not limited to those.
如果我们的心不在神那边的话，
If our heart is not where the Lord is,
做外面的。
We're just doing things on the outside.
同样的，你要在厨房的里面，有人在那边服侍。
And also in the kitchen, people will be serving there.
所以他们也是个侍奉。
And they also serving.
就当我们在那边用餐的时候，
And when we were eating our meal,
我们彼此的分享。
We were sharing to each other.
也是一种的服侍。
It's another type of serving.
不是在这里谈生意。
Not just talk about business.
是谈谈。主在我们身上的作为，
and to talk about the work of the Lord in our life,
我们彼此的关怀，
to care for each other,
这也是个很好的事。
And this is very good serving.
等到吃完饭以后，
and after the meal,
就有人在那里打扫，
and there will be people cleaning up.
感谢神，有人愿意的心，他们登记起来，他们排了一个整洁的表。
And thank God that we have a signership, the people will sign up to clean the church.
弟兄姊妹，当他们在那边做整洁服事的时候，
And when these people are doing their work of serving with cleaning,
你可不可以抓住一个机会？
Can you hold on to this opportunity?
是我没有填表，没有安排我整洁。
Even though I have not filled out the chart that I was not assigned to do it.
但我可不可以跟他 share 呢？跟他一起来做呢？
Can I share with him and do it together with him?
弟兄姊妹，这也是一种的侍奉。
That's another type of serving.
当我的目的做看得见的也好，看不见的，如果我坐在神的上面，这是个侍奉的。
When I'm doing something, either can be seen or not be seen, but I'm working for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有很多可以做的。
So brothers and sisters, there are many things we can do.
我等到我们聚完会以后，
After the service is over,
你没有发现摆在你前面椅子前面可以放诗歌？
You can see that before you that you can put the hymn note there.
你如果把它放的方方正正，
And you can put it there and kind of make it neatly.
就是这也是一个很好的一个服侍的机会。
And this is a very good opportunity of serving.
你看到你前面里面有些什么？那第一个主日波比留下的杯子还留在那边，你把它收起来，把它放在垃圾桶里头去。
And you can see maybe in front of you on the chair that maybe those cups that we use on the first Sunday for communion, you can put it away.
这样可以帮助那些服侍的人可以分担一起的服侍。
And you can share the burden for those who need was assigned to do those.
求主给我们智慧。发现什么是可以一个侍奉他的时候。
And may God give us wisdom so we can discover where is the thing that we can serve him with.
当我们在侍奉的时候，
As we were serving,
我们会发现自己实在很贫穷。
We will feel that we lack so much.
有时候会很怕侍奉。
And then we will be afraid to serve sometimes.
这一个是给我们的一个机会。
This has given us an opportunity
来仰望这位主人，
to look upon to the Lord，
仰望我们的神，
to look upon our God，
给我恩典，
to give us grace，
给我力量，
to give us strength，
来侍奉你，
to serve him。
让我们知道说不是靠我自己，那是靠神。
When we know that it's not by my own strength, it's by God's strength。
当你在侍奉的时候，你会慢慢自己的那个功用就慢慢也 发现显出来。
And then we find out that when we should function best.
同时也会发现在服侍跟别人一起配搭。
And to find out how we can work together with others.
发现别人有很多可以让我们学习。
To find that the other people have things that we can learn.
神在他们身上做的工。
And then this is the work that God has done in his life.
我们为他们感谢神。
We will thank God for him.
但是同时也会发现自己的缺。
And then we will find out what we are lacking in our life.
有时候在做的时候,
and then sometimes as we were doing that,
也会埋怨,
we will be complaining.
为什么你们都不做呢?
Why are you not doing it? How come I'm the only person doing it?
一面在做,
and we were doing on the one side, and yet we have some grumbling inside of us.
这就是锤子、斧子、铁器的声音。
And this is the sound from the hammer, from the axe, and from the iron instrument.
神不喜欢。
God does not like those.
这个时候就发现，原来我是那样的败坏。
And then we find out that we are such a wicked person.
说主啊，拯救我。
To ask the Lord, Lord, save me from it.
让我这个人被你祝福。
That we such a sinner.
让你可以在我的身上。 把我的有限把它扩大出来,
that you will expand my limit, my limitation.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们真的这样去服侍的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we serve like that,
里面藏着太多属灵的功课可以学习,
there's so many spiritual lessons that we can learn from.
里面也带着许多的祝福藏在其中。
And there's so many spiritual blessings that will be among it.
一面我们在做神的工。
And on the one side we're doing the work for God.
一面我们又被神在做工。
And yet we're also being worked on by God.
我们实在感谢神给我们这样的机会。
We thank God to give us this kind of opportunities.
好认识我们的庐山真面目。
That we can recognize our true self.
也好让我们知道神的恩典何等的厚大。
That we know the grace of God is so great.
他的恩典足够我们用的。
And His grace is sufficient for us.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受。
That from His abundant grace that we can recognize those.
而且是恩上加恩。
And it's grace upon grace.
这是实在神把一个好像是为他做。
And even though it seems like we're working for Him.
实在是他把永远的福分赐给我们。
But really He's giving us the eternal blessing.
当耶稣亚晚年的时候,
in the old age of Joshua,
他可以说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He can say that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我们今天都还没有走到人生的终点。
We have not come to the end of our life yet.
但也在这条的路上,
may we be on this path.
能够成为我们的真矿,
that will become a treasure place for us.
至于我和我家,
that as for me and my household,
必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
求主保守这样的心愿，能够一直成全到人生的终了。
That we will have this heart until the end of our life.
而能说主啊，赐予我和我家，我们必定侍奉你。
Can you say that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord?
一位侍奉神的人。
A person who will serve the Lord.
一定有血有泪在这条的路上。
There will be blood and there will be tears in this path.
而这些的血泪是为着叫我们这个人更加的衰微。
This blood and the tears is so that we know that we are a weak person.
在这条侍奉的路上有喜乐也有荣耀。
In this path of serving, there is joy and there is glory.
好叫主耶稣能够在我里面更加的增加。
So that the Lord can increase in my life.
主耶稣曾经说过这么一句话。
Our Lord has said this one sentence.
若有人服侍我，
For those who serve me,
就当跟从我。
They are to come and follow me.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
Wherever I am, those who serve me will be there.
这一个侍奉跟随主的路。
And these who serve and follow the Lord.
一定是平安、和好、和睦、和谐的侍奉。
And these serving will be in peace, in harmony.
也是一个安息的侍奉。
And also a serving of rest.
主还说，若有人服侍我。
And the Lord said, if those who want to serve me,
他说我父必尊重他。
And my father will respect him.
弟兄姊妹，有一个侍奉神的人。
And brothers and sisters, there's a person who serves the Lord.
侍奉我们的主，我们的神。
To serve the Lord and our God.
但主说，天父尊重这样的人。
And it says that Heavenly Father will respect this kind of people.
还有一种的尊重，超过父对他的尊重。
And there's the respect that's higher than the other one.
这是神给侍奉他的人一个何等大的一个尊荣。
And what an honor that for those who will serve the Lord.
但这个侍奉只有单单的把荣耀归给他。
And this service, we will only will want to give the glory back to God.
我们不能在这里把荣耀归给人。
We cannot give the glory to man.
我们也不可以在这里窃取神的荣耀。
We cannot take away the glory of God.
但是在侍奉的过程的里面，
But in the process of the serving,
常会有这些的瑕疵。
There will be some of these blemish.
但是主会做工在我们的身上。
But then the Lord will work in our life.
他会来教导他的仆人们，照着他的心意来侍奉他。
To teach his servants to serve according to his will.
但愿神恩待我们。
May Lord have grace upon us.
但愿我们有这样个侍奉的心意。
Have this kind of heart to serve him.
不仅仅有这个心意。
Not only have this heart.
你有这个行动。
And he also have the action.
这个实际。
That's reality.
才能够一直持续到路中。
That we can continue on to the end of our life.
愿神保守我们侍奉的心。
May God preserve the heart of us who minister to Him.